Watch, Rand Paul to Breitbart News, "We are wasting prison space on nonviolent drug offenders." By Robert Krajicek on November 15, 2018. Senator Rand Paul, RKY, told Breitbart News that many prisons have been overcrowded with nonviolent drug offenders in a Wednesday interview addressing criminal justice reform in Washington, D.C., with Breitbart News deputy political editor Amanda House. House asked, "I want to start off with a question that I think is going on in the heads of many conservatives. We don't have a wall, yet. We haven't seen real infrastructure reform. We have people still dying in Afghanistan. Yet it looks like we're about to get criminal justice reform with Van Jones. So to those conservatives out there thinking, where is our immigration and healthcare reform, what do you say to them?" Paul replied, "You are, I guess, looking at the world with a glass half empty. I'm looking at the world with the glass half full. In fact, I think it's mostly filled. I think the glass is overflowing to the brim with things we've done. So far, regulatory reform, enormous tax cuts. The biggest tax cut since Reagan, two conservative Supreme Court justices. And then we go from there. Those are some big issues." Paul added, "With regard to criminal justice reform, I think it brings both the left and right together. 95% of people who are in prison, right now, are getting out. They're going to live in your neighborhood. They're going to live in your town. Wouldn't we prefer that they actually learn some skills in prison and learn about work versus going back and being a criminal, again? I think there are a lot of things that right and left can come together on in criminal justice reform. The fact that there are people on the left that I don't like their ideas on most other things doesn't mean I can't like some of their ideas." House then asked, "Some conservatives like Sheriff David Clark, David Lopez, Daniel Horowitz say that this legislation is a jailbreak of sort. Why is it not a jailbreak?" Paul responded, "I think that, one, we ought to think about whether or not we have any kinds of compassion for people who are in jail. So, for example, if a woman is pregnant and giving birth, should she be shackled? I think it's a bit obscene that we would actually shackle people while giving birth. So I think there are a lot of things." Watch full interview. House inquired, "You have the president's support behind this First Step Act, now. You look like you might have enough votes. Are you confident that this bipartisan legislation will go through?" "I think it'll get 65 or 70 votes," speculated Paul. "The key is actually getting to a vote. As you know, the Senate or in the House, unless leadership allows a vote to happen, they control the strings. But there are 65 to 70 votes for this. This really does some modest changes. I don't think there's anything so dramatic in this." Paul stated, "We have to think as a country, do we really want to incarcerate people? Sometimes for life, for a nonviolent drug crime? Or do we want to say, people make mistakes, and maybe somebody who used drugs in their youth may grow out of that, and I think there's a very good chance they will." Paul concluded, "I want to lock up violent people. And I want to make sure that we have room for them. So many prisons have been overcrowded that we've released violent criminals early because we've got too many people smoking pot that we're putting in prison. I think we're wasting a lot of prison space on nonviolent drug offenders that would be better used housing violent criminals." Follow Robert Krajicek on Twitter.